In May of 2010, the theatrical world was rocked by a rowdy, bawdy, politically incorrect, and just plain fun character and myth, Pan. Pan proved his celebrity worthiness, enjoyed sex, drugs, and outrageous behavior, which startled his audiences. The audience also praised his unorthodox but entertaining relationship to the world. The modern-day world, that is. And now, Pan returns. In Pan we trust. And not too soon, I might say. When a ragtime coalition of nations decides to save America from itself, Pan is recruited to lead the way. Touchstone Theater's current production of The Pan Show brings us the return of the Greek god of the wild, the god of shepherds and flocks and nature and rustic music, and considered by the Greeks definitely as the god of theatrical criticism. Well, this is WDIY 88, Allentown. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host Kate Scuffle, we are talking today with J.P. Jordan, the artistic director of Touchstone Theater, and the ensemble member. And incidentally, when you're not looking, he is Pan. And Christopher Shore, the artistic director and professor, really, at the Moravian College Theater Company. He's also a Touchstone ensemble affiliate. And, of course, we are talking about Pan, the Pan Show, In God We Trust. Welcome, guys.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
The difference is Pan talks here rather
Pan
than bleats.
Yes. No,
subtitle, Pan talks. Yeah.
Oh, there he is. Get that goat out of the building, will you, please?
So we were talking a little bit before we came on the air. Of course, some folks may remember if they're fortunate. Others are new to Pan with us. But this is a sequel and part of potentially a serial project based on Pan. And the first show in 2010 was a raucous delight, I have to say. And it seemed to me at the time that even then I was hearing buzz about it being revisited and returning to Touchstone.
That's right. This is the second episode, but it's actually a prequel.
Okay.
So in the world of Pan, this happens earlier.
Ah.
Sort of like Star Wars, right? started in the middle. Second episode, and Pan is back, and this time he's installed as president of the United States.
Oh.
Wow. Did he have to campaign for that, incidentally?
therein lies the play, I'm sure.
He took it by, you could say he took it by force.
Good for him.
It wasn't much force.
He had some unorthodox campaign skills, I think, at play there.
Now, this is co-written, we were talking earlier too, co-written book, lyrics, music.
That's right.
By yourself and JP,
yeah,
both of you.
The two of us write all of them. We collaborate on writing the songs, writing the lyrics, and writing the script itself.
Okay. And then you split off, and JP, you're carving, of course, a memorable place as Pan, and Christopher, you direct.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep, indeed.
And we've had, I think one of the things, I don't know, when I talk to people, I mean, I think people go, oh, Pan, the sounds I've heard, it's wonderful, it's funny. But it's a musical, which is interesting, too, and a real musical, choreography, great music, which you've created together as well.
Yeah, I think a lot of people thought when they were going to come see it that it was going to be some, Forbidden Broadway or whatever, where they make fun of musicals. And it's like, no, Christopher and I both love musicals for real. Like, we're, I grew up listening to The Music Man and West Side Story, and, you know, it still informs everything, you know, what we're doing.
The concept of the Pan Show, how did that really come to be? How did that develop? I mean, you could have picked anyone at all.
It's about 9 years ago or so, a buddy of mine compared me to Pan. And was sort of, in doing so, was looking at my wife and being like, how can you deal with this? Like, what are you, like, it's great that you're dealing with it, like, or JP would be even worse, but, you know, and so, in some ways it was a love song to my wife as an early idea.
But, so your interest was there first, before Christopher came to the Valley, right?
Yeah, okay. Like then? I said, probably about 9 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then once Christopher got here, we had started working on production design work together, and I had told him about the project. And he was like, well, that sounds great. How can I get involved? And it's like, well, I need a director, and it's not written yet. So if you want to help out with that,
too. I had been working on my own sort of Greek projects with Clytemnestra's Daughter is a play that I had written. And so I was familiar with all the Greek backstory. Yeah. And I'd also been writing in verse. So that, that experience lent itself to songwriting and writing lyrics. And we joined forces. We had been doing design work together, and we thought we'd try our hand writing together.
Mm-hmm. And is this the first band show? Was the first piece you had created together then?
Yeah.
On
mm-hmm.
stage, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, it's a fantabulous collaboration, certainly. And we congratulate you not only on the show that was in 2010, but the one that is currently playing. I understand that this is, correct me if I'm wrong, is this Touchstone's 32nd season, is it?
Yeah,
32 years. 32 years of Touchstone, founded in 1981, actually, creating original theater, ensemble work, of course, offering educational programs, touring shows, and is very much centered and founded in the community-based work, working with other organizations within the community as a professional theater.
Sure, our last big project was A Resting Place, which was a huge collaboration in the sense that it was in celebration of the sesquicentennial of the beginning of the Civil War. And, you know, we had Historic Bethlehem Partnership in on that with Lehigh University, Moravian College, of course. And that's like, as you were saying, it's just part of the history of Touchstone. Every couple of years, about every 4 years since Steelbound, we've been doing other projects in there. Another River Flows, which was part of the Lehigh Valley Black African Heritage History Project. Of course, Don Quixote of Bethlehem.
And this piece showcases the ensemble, of course. I mean, you've got a new ensemble for the year, new faces.
Our new apprentices are here, and they're such a pleasure. Each one of them gives so much. Like, they're mind-blowing. I really love them all.
We also have the good fortune of having Zach Canner, who originated the role of Daphnis,
right. Yes.
Who's Pan's love interest, manager, love boy toy, etc. he lives out in Hollywood now, but he came back to do this role.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Yeah. I knew you had said you were really pleased to have the opportunity to keep that chemistry going, but that's wonderful.
Well, we'll look forward to him in the next
Hopefully, he can't escape.
He's committed. Bring him back.
That's
right.
He's committed now. how many people are in the cast, in fact, this year?
Six people are in the cast.
Yeah.
And Pan and Daphnis pretty much stay Pan and Daphnis the entire time, but the other four members act as a revolving chorus.
And, of course, our listeners, if they have not gone to see the original, well, it's not the original now. I'm confused. what is Mr. Patel?
Yes.
He's a cast member in a way because he is electronically visiting the audience. Is that correct?
That's right. We have Mr. Patel is our Indian on-screen narrator. So we combine video projection where we have his world. He's up there telling us about the story and setting up the scenes. And then we also have our live action with our actual actors on stage performing.
I was curious what would be different this time around. Do you think about, is my audience, were they there the first time in 2010? Is it different for them to come in fresh? You've got a couple different faces in the ensemble, of course, although, as you said, the core relationship stayed the same. What was different? What was surprising this time? What was unexpected, pleasurable and or not?
Sort of on the one thing you just said, that, you know, looking at it as like a second thing, I think that we sort of started to identify for ourselves the form of which the Pan show exists in. Like, what are the conventions that are, no matter when you see Pan, what are they going to be? Pan, in each episode, only says one word. In the first one, it was Dynatite. In this one, it's Top Man.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sort of creating it as you would see a television show. So it's like the theme song plays here, this comes after that, this comes after that, to try to create like a memorable thing. That's not to say you need to have saw the first one to get this one. Everything is so set up in each one using the Patel, Mr. Patel character. You can jump in at any point. Yeah, but it's interesting though because there's such an absurdity to the entire thing, like the giant panda character. And it's just so we were just creating this world where it's like, yes, it's commonplace for pandas to be walking around. Perhaps they're restaurant owners, and perhaps they hang out and do drugs with Pan,
I often wonder what when I was watching in 2010 and will be again this year. I often wonder, you know, what goes through Pan's mind, because he doesn't say too much, but you can tell exactly what he is talking about when he's not saying anything.
Yeah, you don't need subtitles for this.
No, true.
It's pretty clear what he's saying, and and we're fortunate to have JP in the role because this really is hardcore classical clown work, mm-hmm. and JP has great chops for that, mm-hmm. so he's the right man for the job.
We call it the Pan Show. In Pan We Trust. It's running at Touchstone, actually Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this coming week. And we would like you to be there. Saturday, there's an 8 p.m. and a 10:30 performance.
Yeah. We also have a liquor license for the weekend.
Ooh, cool.
As well. So
that's right. Yeah.
Come early, stay late.
And libations.
Drink with Pan.
When will you have that opportunity? Come on.
We'll chat more with Chris and JP in just a moment.
For program support on WDIY, we thank Touchstone Theater on Bethlehem South Side, opening their 32nd season with The Pan Show, In Pan We Trust. The favorite horned god is back and leading a ragtag coalition of nations to save America from itself. Performed by the Touchstone Ensemble, this political satire musical will run from October 4th through the 13th. For tickets or information, 610-867-1689 or touchstone.org.
As you probably guessed, this is Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. This is George Miller, and along with my wife, Kate Scuffle, we're chatting today with Chris Shore. And J.P. Morgan. did anybody ever do that to you?
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Okay, well, it's still, this is J.P. Jordan. We don't need Morgan.
that's
and we're talking,
show.
Of course, about the Pan Show and In Pan We Trust. It's been a real pleasure to see these characters come to life, as any stage performance, to see characters right before your eyes. And this one's kind of fantastic because Pan is a myth, or is he? He's for real.
And what happens when he wanders the modern world?
That's true.
We were saying earlier, too, you said that this one perhaps has, because of the plot, because of the story, a little more dense, a couple storylines going on at the same time, a lot of stuff that comes together and kind of explodes, although it's fun all along the way. Is that partly the political story, the
Yeah, we certainly bit off a lot more with this one. the first episode was a fun ride. Uh-huh. It was a fun story. It was very accessible. Audiences loved it. With this story, it's much more complex. It's mm-hmm. it's a meatier subject matter. We actually are, you know, looking closely at America, you mm-hmm. know, and looking mm-hmm. at our politics and trying to, you know, put ourselves on the line and say this is what we think is going on in America right now, and what. What might this country need to move forward in a better way? And we still have sex, drugs, and rock and roll in the show. Audiences are still walking out saying, "Wow, that was a great time." But it was a sort of a more complex riddle for us to solve as writers.
Uh-huh. In fact, you said that when you first read through, you found that it was a little longer than you had hoped.
That's right.
Run it. And how difficult it is to go back and then and to cut and to take out things you love and that work and make it feel seamless, which it feels like your sense with the audiences is that that's been a success.
I think so. Yeah, yeah. We had to cut out some material that we liked.
Yeah.
You know, we lost some songs. Maybe they'll resurface. Reappear on a
well, I hope the so.
Bonus, you know, track. The bonus yeah. tracks, yeah, on the CD. Yeah, that was just part of the learning process. Uh-huh. I mean, anytime you do a brand new show, you're not really going to know how it plays until you get it up on its feet.
And,
we found that early on in the first readings. There were other things that we found. Wow, this plays better than we thought it would, better than we'd hoped, or this doesn't work as well as we had hoped. Maybe we'll need to tweak this line a little bit to make sure that this beat really lands mm-hmm, in mm-hmm, the play.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, of course, the movement in the piece is very important, too. And we have a mutual friend who is the choreographer, do we not?
Gina.
Indeed, Gina Handy.
Yes.
Of Magnolia Theater, I believe,
That's
is her
right.
company.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
helping us helping out with the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's done a great job, really, really brings a lot of her own personality to the show.
Uh-huh.
As long as I'm mentioning something, I just want to let you know that Christopher is very busy lately. He is also the director and creator, actually, am I not correct?
Yes.
Of Faustus in France at Moravian. And we're hoping that you get to see that. It looks extremely intriguing as well. And maybe even Pan will come and watch.
Well, Pan actually is the I shouldn't say Pan. Yeah. JP is actually the right. We get a little carried away here.
Yeah, this is probably Christopher and I have been doing co-production design on every show we've worked on for the last 4+ years at this point. So we have quite, you know, I think we're probably near a dozen, if not over a dozen, as far as shows we worked on together as a partnership.
Yeah, actually, the writing collaboration came out of production design. So we were designing shows together first, and we had such a good rapport and a good aesthetic appreciation and a good understanding of how we worked. We thought, let's try writing a project and see how it goes.
Very good.
And you've got seven or eight stories already ready to go. Pan make it through.
Yeah, this is our second, but we have a total of 8 plot lines sort of in the hopper, ready to go. Mm-hmm. And we keep saying, as long as people want to see Pan, we're willing to produce.
It would be interesting because, you know, the Faustus figure and the Pan figure are both kind of created around evil and the devil at one point or another in the history of
It depends on your take on it.
Well, Pan has been compared to Satan in many ways.
And to clarify, you know, in this production, Pan, in this whole project, Pan is a sort of bumbling everyman hero. He's a stand-in for all of us.
Yeah.
And he's his foibles sort of help show us the way.
And he actually, I'm curious, I think audiences will have to join you at Touchstone to find out if Pan turns out to be the right choice for our country at this moment. But I'm sure the journey of discovery is an interesting one as a candidate. Yeah.
That's right. Basically, if you imagine, what would the god of sex, drugs, and rock and roll do if he could make the laws?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he does.
That's right. That's exactly what he does.
The question is it right for the country?
Incidentally, we just want to mention that at Touchstone, the next upcoming thing is the weekend before Thanksgiving, and correct me, please, JP, if you can, is Going Green the Wong Way. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Well, there's a performer, Christina Wong. It's her solo show that she has put together about her, I forget what she had dubbed herself, but basically she goes through all these things trying to live the greenest lifestyle she can, and even getting a pink Cadillac that's a biodiesel that ends up blowing up on the LA freeway. And it's really great. Everything we've seen from it so far is she's such a solid performer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then, of course, upcoming is the perennial and very well-loved Christmas Follies.
And it's 13th year. Lucky 13. We'll see if it
It's a four-week run this year. Is that right?
Four-week run.
Yeah, we start in the full month. The last show will be on the 22nd.
Okay.
Well, we're all looking very much forward to In Pan We Trust. We just want to mention a few of the people who are in it, if we may. And again, please join in. Emma Chong, Catherine Krull, Kayla Prestel, Gary Warren, Zach Kanner, and of course,
J.P. Morgan.
J.P. Morgan. Oh, I didn't know that. I'm coming for sure now. And of course, and I can't pronounce his name. Is it Surrender Dayal?
Surrender Dayal.
Okay.
He is our on-screen narrator.
On-screen narrator.
And he's the president of the Indian American Association of the Lehigh Valley.
Okay.
Oh, he is. Oh, I didn't
he's
know
lovely.
That.
He's great.
He is really entertaining in the very beginning. Yeah. You don't expect what you hear from him and see from him, because it's in the form of cartoons and drawings and maps. And
on charts. On that, we've got a new animator this year, a new graphic artist, Alexander Clare, who's won the Art Wars a couple of years here in the Lehigh Valley. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever seen a Brewworks bottle label or their chalkboards, that's all his art.
Oh, wow.
And so he's bringing this really fresh aesthetic to the work, and we're so happy to have him.
Very nice.
Any poignant thoughts as we invite people to come and see Pan again?
I have a good thought for you.
Yes.
Okay.
Go vote.
Yes. Pan would think so or say so.
Again, folks, that's through October 13th, this weekend, Thursday and Friday at 8, Saturday at 8 p.m., Saturday Late Show at 10:30. Join them for libations, to have a drink with Pan as well. And congratulations on bringing Pam back to the Valley.
Thank you.
Thank you much for joining us. It's a joy to talk to both of you. Thanks.